Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
How are you totally off the grid if you're in a vehicle that has electricity?
Well, you're technically not, but they call it off the grid. Okay. Because
if you've got an RV, you're not off the grid.
It's not your modern day conveniences, and you don't need a Starlink. Well, just stay at home.
Don't you want to be able to, like, cook?
No, he doesn't.
You don't have to watch TV.
He wants it just to be like his house. Why are you even buying an RV if you're just going to sit inside there?
You guys are so exhausting. I swear, I don't need to be treated like this. I can go home and get treated like this. I don't need this at work.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
Well, howdy, folks. It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, live from the KALC Studios, Denver, Colorado. Alice 105.9 on the Odyssey app. Free app for your phone. Listen to us live. Podcast. You know how it works. It's all there for you. And it's free, too. Happy Thursday. Man, the week is flying by. Good morning, Jamie.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Man,
I think her float's coming together, man.
Well, I really do. I have a crap load of stuff in my car.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
I just got something, I guess, delivered. I don't know. It's on the desk.
Anyway, oh, okay.
Everything's fine.
Well, the Halloween parade on Broadway is coming up this Saturday night. We're just over 48 hours away. We're trying to slap together a float.
Who is?
They are trying to slap together a float. I like to say we. I brought in some spider webbing today.
Yeah, you spent $14 and had something sent from Amazon. Thanks for your help. Yeah.
It showed up yesterday.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
It laid around the house for a while because it had Lisa's name on it, and I thought it was for her. I didn't know what it was, right? But we got it. We got it. I think we're going to pull this thing together.
Again, who?
I think you guys are going to pull this thing together. See, the accusation around here, folks, is not an accusation.
Okay.
Listen to BJ. Don't listen to her.
I asked you. I said, how many things have you... Because our staging area is downstairs on the 10th floor, right? Where we're going to lay it all out before we actually do the float, because it'll all blow away. How many things have you taken downstairs?
Well, actually, physically taken downstairs is a very strong description.
Uh-huh,
okay,
yeah.
It's more about the mastermind.
Oh, okay.
The guy with the big picture in his head. What can happen.
Right.
That's where I come in.
Oh, I have an idea. What? I have a huge tote in the back of my Jeep. You can take that down.
Oh, my back is killing me.
It's in the back. Oh. It's in the parking lot. Oh. You can take that down if you'd like.
Jamie, do you have any Doan's pills?
Doan's pills. Nobody even knows what that is.
Man, I need some pills for my back.
God.
I'm dying this morning.
Really? Okay. Yeah.
I will admit, I have not lifted a finger, folks.
And this is all your idea. I didn't even want to do it. And you're like, we should really do it. Because Frog wants to do it.
Look, I know there's a lot of tension behind the scenes, but they're going to pull this off, okay?
Yeah.
We will be there at the parade on Saturday.
I have a party to go to. Do you know how many parties there are on Saturday?
Tons.
There's so many.
Everybody.
I'm missing a party.
You are?
Yep.
I don't even know if, because my party starts at 6. I don't think I'm going to make it either.
Yeah, it's going to be hard.
Yeah. But, you know, but Frog needs this parade.
He's only 7.
Yeah.
Bringing some of his friends.
Yeah.
Oh, I bet, man, he's so excited.
Oh, he is so grateful for you guys.
Good.
Pulling this off for him.
Yep.
Of course, I've told him that Dad did everything.
Yeah.
You guys have got no credit.
Good. Anyway.
It's going to be fun.
It is. Yep.
I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I really do. It's a night parade. We do the St. Patrick's Day parade, but I think this one's going to be just a little bit different. It's going to be a lot of fun. And a lot of participation, too. They're expecting about 40,000 people, they say. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. Why all of a sudden that look and just silence?
Just can't wait.
You just over me already?
We just
started.
I just can't wait for the fun.
At least give me till 7 o'clock before you walk out.
Can't wait for the fun.
She's plotting your murder.
Hey, man, I've got breaking news here.
What's
the
that?
Wienermobile is back.
The Wienermobile?
Does that thing come here every month?
It feels
like it.
Nah, probably every year.
Yeah, every year, yeah. I feel like.
Well, it's back. Didn't we get almost scammed about a Wienermobile once?
We were going to buy one.
Yeah, out of California. Like it turned out to be fake or something.
Yeah, something like
fake
that.
Fake wiener or
yeah.
something.
Yeah, right? I forgot what happened. Yeah,
some guy put a Wienermobile up on the internet to auction off, and we wanted to buy it for a station vehicle.
Right.
And it turned out that it was just a big scam.
Hoax, right?
Big scam. All right, it's back. It's going to be here today in Frederick, but then moves on down to Arvada on Friday and then Denver on Sunday. Man, oh, man, the Wienermobile.
Take your kid to that, too.
Oh, I've ridden in it before.
Oh, good.
Yeah, me and Ed McMahon.
What the hell?
We did. I swear we did.
I believe you.
Me and Ed McMahon rode in the Wienermobile once.
Nice.
Yeah, and he's dead now.
Memories.
No, the Wienermobile didn't kill him, but I'm just saying
he's
dead.
Right. Yeah. All right, gone. So it's your chance to, let's see, what does it say? Oh, meet, M-E-A-T. That's funny.
Who are you meeting?
It just says...
Oscar Mayer?
It's your chance to meet, M-E-A-T, the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile. But they call it now the Hot Dogger.
Yeah, the
they
Hot
do?
Dogger.
Yeah, it's called. Mm-hmm. They changed the name to the Hot Dogger.
Well, that blows.
I wonder why.
I don't know.
I've always known it as the Wienermobile.
Yeah,
not
that's
the Hot
what
Dogger.
It is.
Yeah.
It's not the Hot Dogger.
That's weird. I know.
What, creeps?
What?
No, I'm just saying.
I don't know if it's creeps.
I'm just saying. All right, it's a Thursday. Hey,
yay!
we could get some rain today, they say.
Yep.
Could get some rain. I think around 70 degrees. Nuggets tip off tonight.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
Wow.
Are they here or on the road?
No, they're in Golden State.
Golden State tonight.
Wow.
The Nuggets are in action.
Awesome. I didn't even know it was basketball season already.
Basketball season. I think it started just 2 days ago.
Gotcha.
Something like that. And then we open up tonight in Golden State. All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show. It is a Thursday. Just getting started here. We'll take a quick break and come right back, so stand by.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ, Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. Don't forget about that big old lotto tomorrow. Mega Millions, $680 million. $680 million.
That'd be nice.
The drawing is tomorrow. I'm on edge today, so if I get on your nerves, I apologize up front.
Oh, why are you on edge?
Well, I'm on loan edge.
Oh,
because
loan edge.
RV decision happens today.
Well, now, I did hear yesterday that the bank had called and you forgot to send them a canceled check.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
so we took care of that.
Okay. When did you do that?
And the thing is, when you give all this information to the lenders, I feel like they're going to find your shady past.
Yeah.
You know? So I stay on edge, waiting on that phone call at any moment, like, whoa, buddy, you're not getting a dime
but
from us.
But didn't you have like a checklist? How'd you forget the canceled check?
Well, I put it in the package that I sent to them, or at least I thought I did. And I thought they had it.
Yeah.
And lady says, we can't find it. We don't know where it's at. So I don't know what happened.
So you don't know where it is, your canceled check?
No. It's got the big word void on there.
Okay.
So I think it's okay.
All right.
But, you know, I don't like that the bank numbers and all that stuff's out there.
Yeah,
I don't know where that check is. I didn't tell the wife because she'd blow up, you
right,
know,
yeah.
and lose sleep over it. So yesterday, I had this lady, and maybe this is my fault, Jamie, because I'm an idiot, okay?
Yeah.
But remember I had to return that radio?
Yes.
I told you I was going to UPS to return it, right?
For a car you're restoring.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it didn't fit. And just, you know, I need to return it. It's $250, $300 for this thing. So I have to send it back. And that's been a pain in the butt because it came from China. Okay. It's hard to return in China.
Yeah.
It really is. And it's through eBay, which doesn't make it easy either. But I did get it worked out. They sent me a one of those, what's it called? The labels?
Shipping
label.
Yeah.
Yep. They sent me that and I'm all lined up. I printed it off here yesterday and I go to UPS. Well, the lady at UPS was highly offended by me because I walk in with this box and the label and she goes, "You realize this is UPS, or what is it called? USPS?
Oh, well, you're at the post office?
I'm at UPS, but it's a post office label.
Right. So why'd you go to UPS?
I didn't know. I didn't realize it. So, like I said, this might be on me.
Well,
man,
it is on
you. Offend her.
Well, yeah, because
she's like, "You know, we don't do this here." And I said, "Well, what do you mean?"
Well, I'm UPS. Lost. They don't do that there.
I didn't know, Jamie.
They don't do that there. They
I
do.
Don't need you to tell me now.
They do UPS there.
Yeah.
I mean, this is like not.
They do UPS.
Hey, Einstein,
there.
They just they do UPS. Do
that's why they have different trucks. Too.
Exactly.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
She
that's
said,
never getting back. She just thinks that's just being thrown away.
Man, was she offended. And I couldn't
catch
on.
She wasn't offended.
On.
She just thinks you're dumb.
Well, I couldn't even. I was even dumber because I couldn't catch on to what the hell she meant.
I was
standing there. I'm standing there, and she goes, "You realize this is a USPS, right? Or whatever it's called. I don't even know."
United States Post Office is what you had. You had a label for you, a United States Post Office, and you're at UPS.
So I give her the box. I give her the label.
It's never going back.
She said, "You know, this their trucks come over here once a day. I'll try to get this on for you." And I said, "Oh, okay, well," and at this point, I really don't even know what I've done wrong, okay?
You went to UPS with a United States Post Office package.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy.
My God.
I'm not sure I'm going to bring my problems in here to you anymore.
Well, you're okay? Sitting there going, "You still don't get it," and I'm trying to tell you.
No, I get it now.
Okay.
I get it now.
Right.
I didn't get it yesterday when I'm there with this lady. It didn't click for me for some reason. I just assumed.
I thought you were the king of common sense.
On most days. Some days I slip.
Yeah.
You know?
Yesterday was off.
Yeah.
Yesterday was off just a little bit. But, but man, she was very irritated with me.
So am I.
Yeah.
I know.
My God.
This was easy. This was easy.
Here's what I thought. I thought at UPS, no matter what the package is or who does it, that those stores will do anything. FedEx, they do it all. Okay? That's what I thought.
They would never do FedEx.
I'm just saying,
that's
what I thought.
That's their competitor. Even United States Post Office is their competitor.
I know. Yeah. I know that now. But as of yesterday, I didn't realize that.
Because, you know, they have their own USPS little, what do you call them, storefronts too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm surprised she didn't just send you to the one closest.
No, she didn't. She was irritated, taped it all up, and said, "I don't know, maybe it'll get on. Maybe it won't. I don't know. We'll see."
Because usually, like at my place, what they would do, because they've done it before, because you're not the only one, when you walk in like that, they're like, "Oh, you know what? It's right down there on the corner."
Yeah, she didn't do that.
Yeah.
She didn't give me any direction whatsoever. She just got irritated and grabbed the box and left. And I'm standing there going, "Oh, I hope it makes it." Well, it's China. So probably won't get the money back to begin with. So
well, yeah, right?
It's probably a lost cause from the very beginning, you know. With the guy that you're sending it to, the name on the label where it's going is all Chinese.
Is it really?
Oh, that's wild.
Yeah, boy.
So who figures that out at the post office?
Right?
Right? You got some guy named Larry back there sorting packages. Like, what the hell is this?
Right? Who's this?
That thing goes right in the dumpster, right?
God.
So, I said up front that I'm the moron here, okay? I own it. I'm just, you know, she could have been nicer, I think.
Well, usually they just point you to down the street.
Yeah. Well, you've got good people in your hood. Over in Littleton. They're edgy.
It's a doggy dog world out there.
It's an edgy world over there.
Right?
Yeah.
Somebody just texted, "You're such a bitch, Jamie. You try working with this.
You are, Jamie.
You try working
Thank
with
you.
This.
Thank
I mean,
you for
it's
coming
you,
to my...
No, it's United States Post Office or UPS. Really? What am I... You guys... At some point, when you deal with a child this long, you get bitchy.
Thank you, folks. Thank you. It was an honest mistake by a guy in his 50s.
God. Of course I'm bitchy.
Honest mistake.
Oh,
Lord. Yes, please have mercy on me.
It's
please.
Exhausting, people.
You're just like the lady I ran into, God. Jamie. She was the same way. Exactly. That described her exactly. She was exhausted with me. And I wasn't there 30 seconds. She was over me.
Yep.
As soon as she saw a label that was her competitor with Chinese writing on
it. Right, she's just done.
She's like, where the hell is this going to go? I don't know where this is going to go, buddy. Okay, well, I don't know why I didn't. I didn't even think about, okay, she said it might make it, it might not. I'm going to start over and take this package with me and figure this out.
She honestly probably just threw it in the trash.
That's what I'm thinking.
Oh, yeah. I'm not expecting a refund at all. God. First, I don't trust the Chinese that sold it to me, okay? And now I don't trust her in Littleton, right? All right, we'll get the tabloid trash coming up next.
And now, Jamie talks about everything. Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
Alrighty, Davey. It is a little Friday. Very excited about that. I even got my cans out. Woo!
It's a good day.
When you get I will tell you what, though. I have this pine tree that kind of hangs over the road, right?
Yeah.
And I put my cans, if you will, way down away from the pine tree. But those son of a guns, they go under it every time on purpose. They're like little kids, like, woo! And they knock all the pine, you know.
Who goes under it?
The trash guys.
Oh.
They, with their truck.
Just for the hell of it?
Oh, yeah. It's like they're little kids. They like, ha-ha, wee! You know, just to hit it because they know, like, it won't hurt their truck.
Yeah.
Bastards. It's just a mess. I need one of those street sweepers.
Yeah.
Like my own personal kind.
Yeah, I've got one in my front yard. And man, that pine tree, it is such a pain. I can't cut it down. I love the shade part of it.
Right.
But man, oh man, is it a pain.
And then guess what? And the trash trucks know that, and they go under it, and they hit it on purpose.
Yeah. We have to fight for parking positions at my house.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, between me and Grandpa Gus. Yeah, we've got a little something going on there. Yeah. Because nobody wants to park under the pine tree.
Oh, gotcha.
You don't want the sap and the needles and all that stuff on your vehicle.
Right.
So we see who can get home first.
Parking
we jockey for position. Yeah. He was on his way home from a trip just last week, right?
Uh-huh.
So he texted his daughter, my wife, Lisa, not me, text her and said, hey, make sure I've got a parking space.
Wait, are you guys his valet?
Oh man, we're juggling. We're juggling parking over there.
Wait.
It's all because of that pine tree. I know what the problem is.
Make sure I have a parking spot.
And I don't want to be under it either, so.
Wait, who is he? Does he pay rent?
Well, yeah.
He does?
Well, he helped with the whole renovation and all that. I mean,
does he
thousands
pay rent?
Of dollars. Not monthly, no. But that's not required.
Does
he
pay
not,
electric?
Yeah, a portion of it.
Okay, good.
Yeah, just a portion of it, but yeah.
Does he pay water?
No, water is just,
What about homeowner's insurance?
Not at all, not at all. We don't have to go this deep. We really don't. It's not that big an issue. It's just about the parking, that's all. Isn't that wild, though?
That is.
And it's all because of a stupid pine tree.
That's
it's,
so funny.
I'm not saying anything about him or about me or at least. It's that damn tree.
The tree. It'll
it's
take
a
you
problem.
Down. It'll take you down.
But if I cut down the tree, I've got a better look at my neighbor. And I don't
you don't want to cut down a tree.
I don't want that.
Yeah, just leave it. All right. I'm shocked by this for a couple of reasons. First of all, Jelly Roll was on a podcast, and he admitted that he cheated on his wife. Now, here's the thing. He cheated on his wife in like 2017, 2018, something like that. Who wanted that? Who?
What, a Jelly Roll,
Ooh,
you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
How do you
And he wasn't really, he was kind of down on his luck, right?
Yeah.
He wasn't really a catch.
He wasn't who he is now.
Right.
And there's no way you could even find his wiener.
Right,
you
right,
know?
Right.
Like, what?
So, A, how do you get a wife? How do you get somebody to cheat with?
Yeah, I mean, it's all of it. All right, all here it is, number one.
I don't talk about this publicly at all, but one of the worst moments of my adulthood was when I had an affair on my wife. because it was the first time that I was like, I really can't get this right at all. Like, I know I'm in love with this woman. Like, it just really, really blew me back. And I did a lot of work to repair that relationship. We're stronger than we could have ever been. I wish our story would have went in the way that it never had an affair, but, and I'm in no way glad it happened. But man, I'm proud of who we are today.
Now, is that an ex-wife or a current wife that he's talking about?
Well, he cheated on Bunny, his current wife.
Oh, his current wife.
Yeah, Bunny. She's like smoking hot. She, remember, she used to be a prostitute in Las Vegas.
Yeah?
Yeah.
No, I didn't know that.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
Yeah. She's very open about it.
No.
Yeah, she used to be a prostitute in Las Vegas. And is that how they met, Carson?
I don't think so.
Did he hire her?
I don't think it went down like that.
Well, why is he feeling so bad? He cheated on a prostitute?
Well, they were married by then.
Well, I'm just saying.
Yeah, but if you know Bunny, she turned it all around. Like, she was,
I mean, they're actually the perfect couple.
They're so adorable.
I wouldn't picture them with anyone else, either of them.
Me either. And I mean, I think they're perfect together. Right. They really are. They're great. And she has her own career, too. She doesn't even, I mean, sure, she, you know, spends his money and stuff like that, but she's making, like, bank and making her own money.
So he was performing at a bar in Vegas, so it could have been during that time, and that's how they met.
Oh, so he totally hired her. Oh, well, anyway. All right, in his memoir, You Thought You Knew, Kevin Federline talks about the nights when his boys went to see Britney. Here it is.
Every time Preston had to go to his mom's, they had to pry him off my neck. He'd cry, scream, and hold on with everything he had. At night, he was the same. Jaden could sleep fine, but Preston wouldn't rest unless I was right there. Even the slightest movement would wake him in a panic. I'd sit beside his bed, my fingers resting on his arm, and the second I moved, he jolted awake, crying for me. This wasn't a phase, it was fear. For nearly 2 years, the cycle repeated. Preston was showing signs of early trauma, even as a toddler. He couldn't explain it, but his actions spoke for him. He didn't feel safe at his mom's.
So that's Kevin reading his own book?
Yeah. You know how they do that.
It's very monotone, like no emotion whatsoever.
Well, not only that, listen, I had a kid that did the same thing, and he didn't have any trauma. He just liked to twist my hair. He always twisted my hair before it was his soothing mechanism before he went to sleep, right? And if you moved, he would just, like, wake up. And so then I finally got a piece of fake hair, and I clipped it to a pillow, and then he'd just twist that.
Yeah.
So him acting like, you know, this is trauma. A lot of kids go through that. There's millions of videos where parents are trying to sneak out from their kid. Right. Yeah. And they know that you're, you know, they're leaving the room or whatever. So
I think there was trauma with this one, though.
Well, that's true.
Let's look at the history here. I think there was a lot of trauma with those kids, and that could be against him or her. I don't know.
Stephen Colbert talked to Michael J. Fox. It's just kind of sad, really. Here's what they had to say.
People admire not just the work you've done to raise these funds for research for Parkinson's, but your willingness to stay in the public and to be a face for Parkinson's and for the people who have the same disease. How are you feeling these days?
Okay, it's really important that I don't show up and say nothing. If I have something to say, to show up and say it, because people that had Parkinson's for years were stigmatized, and so I thought they were drunk. It's not about me. It's not about all these families and people that want to change, want things to get better, want to be healthy. So it's a good thing.
God, I hope they find a cure for this.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, it's just heartbreaking. Michael J. Fox, right? I mean, of all the people at the top of his game, and it strikes him. So, God, I hope
it's been going on for years, too.
It has. It really has. All right, I'm done. There you go. Tabloid trash.
All right, it's the BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Did you see the story on Love is Blind Denver?
I did not. Well, about how all the restaurants are becoming popular because of it? What?
No, total disaster. The first time ever they've done a Love is Blind and no one hooked up. No one is still a couple.
Oh, really?
It's never happened before. They say Denver, Colorado is the only city that they didn't get a match.
Well, son of a gun.
They called it a complete disaster.
Oh, no.
And there's a big scandal with one of the girls.
Really?
Oh, there is?
Yeah. Like, she had a baby with another guy.
That's on the actual commercial thing or whatever.
That's in the promo.
Yeah.
Because it's all over social media. People are just picking this girl apart. Yeah.
Oh, no.
I guess it just completely blew up on him.
Whoops.
Is it over with?
I think the finale.
I think the finale's over, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm pretty sure.
All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show. We'll take a quick break and we'll be right back.
not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Right back. Hang on.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Alice. 1059. BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Don't forget to get your Alice in Winterland tickets. Tickets on Alice1059.com. You got Teddy Swims, Neon Trees, American Authors, December 6th at Belco. It's going to be a great show. Alice in Winterland is back, and tickets are on sale right now. Go get them. Go to our website, Alice1059.com.
You were just talking about Love is Blind. Somebody said that the finale, I guess, is next week. Is that true?
I don't know. I've not been watching.
And then they said it failed miserably. Somebody said that to
it me. Might have been the it might be the reunion that they're talking about because the finale was last night, October 22nd.
Oh, it was last night?
Yeah.
Oh.
At least the wedding finale when they all decide whether they're actually going to get married or not.
All right. Gotcha. I got the article right here. They say that not only Love is Blind, but there was another show that was here. What was it called? It was a disaster also.
Married at First Sight or something.
Married
like
at First Sight. Yep. You're right. And according to the article, they're saying TV producers are now saying they may never come back to Denver to find love.
Well, now that's not nice. It went that bad?
Two shows. But it's never happened before. They've never had a show with Love is Blind where the couples, at least one couple, didn't continue to date.
Oh,
it's
no.
Never happened. And now they say that not one of these couples hooked up.
None. Clicked.
Did nothing.
Wow.
Nothing clicked.
Well,
and love just doesn't exist.
That is a flop, right?
Is that terrible?
Yeah,
or
it is.
Oh, man.
My God.
Oh, man.
It's like when you watch The Bachelor and then he didn't, you know, there was one year he didn't ask her to marry him.
Yeah. Just decided.
Why did I watch this whole thing?
Seriously.
Yeah,
like, for the viewer, it's
exactly.
A big letdown.
It is. Absolutely.
You would think one couple would just stick together to make headlines, just to get a name for themselves. So you know, somebody talks about it.
You'd be proud of me because last night I was just flipping through and I saw Golden Bachelor and I just went right past it.
Atta girl. I don't think it's doing well.
I don't know.
This season doesn't seem to be talked about a lot.
No, it's not. Yeah. It's not. I don't see anything circulating on it.
Yeah,
nothing. By the way, the commissioner of the NFL, Roger Goodell, came out yesterday and he said, hey, Bad Bunny's doing the halftime. Just shut up. We're not going to get Travis Trent. You're not going to get Hank Jr. or George Strait.
Isn't that the one that they're trying to sign a...
Is it George?
Is it George?
Yeah,
George
I can't remember.
I don't know.
Is that the petition?
Yep.
I was he cannot shake his boo thing, okay?
Deal with it. It's going to be Bad Bunny.
I would say that I'm not sure we've ever selected an artist where we didn't have some blowback or criticism. It's pretty hard to do when you have literally hundreds of millions of people that are watching. But we're confident it's going to be a great show.
Yeah.
And that... he understands the platform that he's on, and I think it's going to be exciting and a united moment.
Well, we'll see what happens, but he's right. How are you going to please everybody?
Oh, there's no way.
You know, if you announced Taylor Swift, probably the biggest act in the world, still you'd have people say, oh, I'm not going to watch Taylor Swift.
Well, yeah. So, I mean, there's no way to make everybody happy.
No.
But again, I've said this before. It cracks me up that people think that Puerto Rico isn't part of the United States.
Yeah.
Like, why are we getting a foreigner?
Well, I think part of it, too, is it's all Spanish.
Yeah.
I think that's part of it, too, is like, okay, what about people that don't speak Spanish? Will they be able to even understand what's going on?
Right.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
I'm not even worried about it. I'm there to watch a football game. But I will say this, for you petition people, You got to pick people that's a little bit better for your petition
than George Strait.
Of all the artists out there,
so random.
You're looking for George Strait.
I know. And I'm like, you guys, he's not like spectacular on the stage or anything, right?
He's not going to be dancing around.
No. I didn't know he was alive.
I know, exactly.
You know? Oh, all right, we made a big announcement yesterday. We put it to you, the people. The BJ and Jamie tote bags are back.
Yeah. Yeah.
The people have spoken. I didn't know if this thing would, re-energize itself or not once we got the new bags in, which they came in yesterday. I didn't know. So we put it to the people, and everybody said, hey, do a bag drop. Do one. So we'll do one next Wednesday.
Yeah, but now we're making them like they're going to be Halloween bags. I mean, they don't look Halloween-y, but like I said yesterday, everybody scrambles for, to find their Halloween bag. Yeah. And this is perfect. It's the BJ and Jamie Halloween bags.
It's different artwork, too.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, we saw the picture for the first time yesterday.
Right?
I don't know why it took so long to get a picture, but it did.
They kept
these things under wrap for some reason. Maybe it's the demand.
Who knows?
Who knows?
They're keeping them
so
hidden.
Here's the deal. We're going to do a bag drop just in time for Halloween. Your trick-or-treat tote bag, BJ and Jamie on it. We're going to do it next Wednesday at a King Supers. And I think the King Supers is over here close to Centennial. I think.
Wait, we never tell the location.
Well, I don't have the exact location. Okay. I'm just saying.
Isn't that
it's
how we did it in the past? I don't remember. Didn't we do that in the past? We don't tell?
No, we name the city. We say, Lakewood, we're coming to see you.
Okay.
We're coming to see you. You just don't know exactly where to be, right?
That's how we do it. And then that morning, we spring it on them.
Springing on them.
Okay.
Jump out. Scare them we're jumping out of a bush. Gee. I'm excited that you guys are excited because I'm going to be honest with you. The whole bag thing, when we went into that little lull, I thought it might be dead.
No, they brought it back.
I thought it was over.
So
I thought it was
nice.
Done. Yep. I thought we were cooked. But not the case. All right. Next Wednesday, we'll give you the location. It'll be a King Supers parking lot. We do have the bags. We are back.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ Jamie Morning Show. I think a lot of people know his name. The guy you just read about, they got arrested?
Chauncey
Phillips.
Yeah, yeah.
I think he played at CU.
Oh, he did?
I think so.
Oh, okay.
Didn't he play at CU? I think he did. I know he played here in town with the Nuggets. But
Nugget?
I think so. I think he was for a little while.
Yeah, he was a Nugget.
Oh, well, anyway, he's
been
arrested.
I think he played at CU, too.
He's been arrested.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. He's the Portland Trailblazers coach, right?
I don't know. I don't know where he is today.
I think he is. Anyway, so he was just arrested with a player, another player from, hold on, let me just find it so I can just read it right instead of just guessing.
And he did play for CU.
Yeah, he played at CU.
He was in Buffalo.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, he was a big name here. He played there, and then he came down here to play for the Nuggets, so... I mean, he played basketball in this town for a while.
The reason why we're talking about it is he was arrested in a gambling probe. NBA coach Chauncey Phillips and player Terry Rozier arrested in gambling probe.
Rozier, huh?
So Miami Heat player Terry Rozier, so he plays for Miami, and Portland Trail Blazers coach Chauncey were arrested in Florida as part of a gambling investigation. That's all we kind of really know right now.
Fixing games, I guess.
But you even take a player from a different team?
What do you mean?
Well, because the other guy is for the for the Miami Heat.
Well, yeah. Man, you've got the perfect setup for a big gambling thing if you talk the other team into being a part of it, too.
Yes, so.
Now everybody's in on it, right?
Yeah.
Hey, you got to miss this free throw, pal. We got to make this number.
Well, I guess in this article, they're really not putting them together. They said they were arrested separately, but yet the article is putting them together. So I don't know what's going on.
I think there's so much of that going on
right? In
pro sports. People that are playing, that are gambling. It's every, and they promote it. They promote the gambling during all the promos and during football games.
Yeah.
I mean, they splash it out there. How do you not do it, right?
Anyway, they're in big trouble. Big trouble.
Yeah, way to go, Chauncey. Chauncey going to jail this morning. All right, I got another story here of a lady going to jail. Did you see the T-Mobile lady, the lady that stole that money? This lady goes, another lady, a customer, goes into a T-Mobile store. The lady that's the employee, obviously needs to take the phone. Either she's swapping some information or maybe getting a new phone or whatever. But you have to unlock the phone and give it to the employee. Well, the employee then goes behind the desk and goes into a cash app and sends herself $400 from that lady's phone.
No.
Now, I never even thought of this.
And I hand over my phone for them. Just, you know, when you get the new phone, you leave it there for hours or even overnight with
them.
We
all do. Yeah. With the password. Yeah. We just trust, right?
I know. Oh, my God.
They take it into the back room. They're doing whatever.
Yeah.
Now, this lady, too, that's the employee there at T-Mobile, she denies it. The police literally go into her bank account, into her account with the Cash App, and find the money. It's sent to her. She goes, I never got that. I never got it. I don't know what you're talking about.
I never even thought about this.
Yeah. Hand over your phone with the password, and this is what can happen.
So we're here investigating a theft that occurred, okay, with one of your clients that you helped with a phone. She said that she came in here for a phone problem, saying that she cannot download any apps. Okay. She said that you told her that she has to get a brand new phone because I guess you can't put a SIM card in or some type of card to help her have more storage. So she said that she gave her your phone. She stepped outside to smoke a cigarette. And that you went through her phone, won a Cash App, and sent her $400.
No, I didn't do that.
All right, and it shows right here, Paula Tills, which is our victim, payment received.
All right, And I didn't receive it.
You did. It was $400 that went to your bank account, won Cash App, $466, okay? You already had $66 before that.
I didn't even see that come in.
What do you do, though? You got to give them your phone.
I know.
And if it takes 2 hours to download, what are you going to do? Sit there and just watch?
Well, no, they take it to the back room anyway.
Yeah.
They
sometimes
do?
They got to. Yep.
Yeah, they never even do it in front of you. They take it to a back room.
Especially if there's a problem with it.
Look, this is all about an employee. This has nothing to do with AT&T or T-Mobile or anybody else, okay? This is about an employee that decided it was best to get some money.
How dumb is the employee not to know that it can be tracked? Right?
She denies it, though. I didn't do it. I didn't get that money. I don't know what you're talking about. I love people that can stick to a lie, though.
Yeah.
You know? When you are blatantly lying, you're caught red-handed.
Gotta
and
give
you,
them credit.
You gotta get. Yeah. That takes some balls, right? You know, to do that.
Yeah.
When you know you're just. I didn't do it. I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
I never got that.
I never got it. You know what? That lady's lying. She lied.
Oh, my God.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
Breaking news right now from the NBA. We've just learned that Portland Trailblazers head coach Chauncey Billups has been arrested in a sports betting probe. This is according to two senior law enforcement officials to NBC News. The Blazers opened their season last night in Portland. The investigation also involves Miami Heat player Terry Rozier.
Not the way you want to kick off the season.
So I was just looking into him a little deeper. He went to George Washington High School. He was a star player at CU as well. I guess they called him like the King of Park Hill. And let's see, last year he was put into the Basketball Hall of Fame. As they said, he's a Portland Trailblazers head coach. He made over his career $106 million.
Wow.
And to this day he has $46
million
left.
$46 million. The other guy that was arrested this morning, this Rozier guy, he has a contract right now. He's a current player. He's got a contract for over $100 million.
Why would you take that risk to lose $46 million? Oh, and by the way, he also played for the Denver Nuggets from 99 to 2000.
I don't know, Jamie. You've got that much money. Look, gambling is for guys like me, okay? It's not for guys like him. You know, you've got beaucoups of cash. You're fine for the rest of your life.
Exactly.
Guys like me struggle, man. We're out there trying to make a dime on these games, all right? It's gambling for guys like me, Carson, all of us, you know? Not for you millionaires.
I mean, it sounds like he's a great guy. That's, you know, like...
Beloved.
Yeah. What are you
beloved.
Doing? Why would you throw it all away?
Yeah. And you don't want to be beloved behind bars.
No. And his poor family. Oh, my God. Yeah. This is awful.
Yeah, it's terrible.
I mean, it really is. Because, I mean, especially since everybody puts him on such a pedestal here in Colorado.
You know what this is like? This is like John Elway being arrested.
Yeah.
This is like the Joker. Somebody like that being arrested for something like this. Man. And from what I'm reading here, it doesn't, they're not saying it has anything to do with basketball. They're saying the gambling is some poker operation ran by the mafia.
What?
Yeah.
That's
in this story.
Oh, really?
I was just reading the story, and they're saying that it pertains to a poker operation that involves the mafia, and they're not saying it has anything to do. Now the other guy, I'm talking about Chauncey here.
Gotcha.
His particular case, but the other guy has something to do with fixing games.
Right.
According to the report.
Wow.
But to say Chauncey had something to do with the mafia, I don't know.
I don't know either.
That's wild this morning.
That's a bummer.
Yeah.
I hate it when, you know, we all think somebody's a really, really good guy and then it all goes to hell.
Yeah, and he comes across as a really good guy. Yeah. Everybody loves Chauncey Billups. All right, well, that's the breaking news this morning. I've got breaking news, too.
You do?
Yeah. Oh, wait, I got to get my song here.
Okay.
Jamie, this might be bigger. This might be actually bigger than the Chauncey Billups.
Oh, okay.
No,
all right.
Sorry. I got to be prepared for this.
Sure.
I don't think I can find it.
Could you maybe be prepared? Because you're not.
Well, I'm just saying that I'm trying to find my song on here, but I can't. Okay. Oh, I found it.
Okay.
Hang on just a second. I got it right here. I got to pull it up. Because Slacker did this for me, you know?
Oh.
And,
it's about an RV?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What, right. Wait a minute.
You didn't ask.
No.
But he'll tell you all about s'mores.
Yeah, darn right I will.
He's loaded with facts about the great outdoors. And even though we know it's just not great, it's time for the BJRV update. BJRV update.
It's been a long road. It's been a long road. You got to fill out a lot of paperwork to get that loan for an RV because it's considered luxury, a luxury vehicle.
So what's the big news?
The big news is I just got a text. Let me read it to you.
Okay, sure.
Hello, BJ. Congratulations.
Oh.
We're excited to let you know that your audit, well, they audited me, on your loan documents is complete.
Woo! Your congratulations!
You don't cheer until the next line.
Well, that was all that mattered, right?
No. They got to tell you once it's complete, they got to tell you if you passed or not, right? All right, so it is complete. And your RV loan is now funded.
Woo!
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Great outdoors.
Thank you very much.
Oh my God,
thank you very much.
Great.
You're going to hear more and more of this.
So
here we go.
You didn't ask.
No, you didn't.
But he'll tell you all about s'mores.
Darn right.
He's loaded with facts about the great outdoors. And even though we know it's just not great, it's time for the BJRV update. BJRV update.
Oh, it's snappy. Oh, what a snappy little tune that is, huh? Yep. Headed to the great outdoors.
Doors.
That's me. BJ Jamie Morning Show. Happy Thursday, everybody. Maybe a little rain today. 70 for a high.
And now, Jamie talks about everything. Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
What a morning, huh?
Crazy morning.
Crazy
All right,
news
in case
stuff.
You don't know, do you want to play that again?
Chauncey?
Yeah, the Chauncey thing.
Hang on one second. I wasn't ready again.
Denver's beloved Chauncey. Chauncey is in big trouble. Here it is.
Breaking news right now from the NBA. We've just learned that Portland Trail Blazers head coach Chauncey Billups has been arrested in a sports betting probe. This is according to two senior law enforcement officials to NBC News. The Blazers opened their season last night in Portland. The investigation also involves Miami Heat player Terry Rozier.
Whoa, man, oh man, this is serious.
Yeah, George Washington High School's very own, CU's very own, and he played for the Nuggets from 99 to 2000. Last year, he was put into the Basketball Hall of Fame. So, yeah, you know, can I admit something that's embarrassing?
What's that?
This is embarrassing. My whole life, I thought his last name was Phillips.
Chauncey?
Yes.
Oh, really?
I thought it was Chauncey Phillips my whole life.
Why is that?
I thought the anchors
starts with a B.
I know, but I never saw it spelled out. I always, you know, heard people talk about him. Or I, you know, you see him and they're like, oh, there's Chauncey Phillips. I just now today found out it's Phillips.
I saw
Son
him.
Son of a gun.
I saw him somewhere. I forgot where it was at, though. Several years ago. Nevertheless.
Do you know it's Billups?
Yeah, I do. It was Billups. Yeah. He was a big star.
Phillips.
Big star.
Big name.
Yeah, Phillips. Big name. Big name.
All right. Anyway, let's see here. On Call Her Daddy podcast, Victoria Beckham. Man, people loved her on this podcast. She's pretty funny, actually. But this part is kind of sad. She didn't even tell David Beckham that she had an eating disorder. Here it is. Number 4.
Did you confide in anyone at this point in your life?
No one at all. I was too scared to talk to anyone, you know. I didn't feel that I could trust anyone at all. I managed to do it myself and turn an unhealthy obsession with food into a healthy relationship, meaning understanding it's about balance, it's about being healthy, about working out. And David helped me do that. You know, David was the one that changed my workout around. You know, I was doing cardio. All I wanted to do was burn. He was the one that encouraged me to start weight training, and we work out together.
So there you go.
There she is.
And then they talk about how David Beckham was obsessed with Victoria, number five.
I mean, I remember being on tour, doing a show in Manchester, sneaking him into my room, and literally the following morning, David having to jump out the window and do the walk of shame, you know, and having to skip training because of the blisters on his feet, because he literally had to do the walk of shame in his clothes from the night before. But he fitted in with the other girls, and they loved him right away.
Such a cute couple, aren't they? Yeah. Such a cute couple. Although it's just so weird that they still aren't talking to their son. He hooked up with, he's married to that billionaire chick, and none of them talk.
I always find that weird, too. When you've got a family where you've got siblings or mom, dad, and the kids, and nobody's talking to each other, that's really some harsh stuff, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's the Brooklyn one. They just, the mom, Victoria, and the daughter-in-law just do not get along at all.
And that's it right there, that they just don't approve of his wife, right?
Yeah, so, I don't know. It's kind of crazy. So, we'll see what happens. All right, let's hear, what else? Bruce Springsteen, he talks about his early struggles with depression, number six.
I was totally embarrassed, and for years, I would almost disguise myself before going into the psychiatrist's office. I have my baseball hat on and my glasses, and I'm looking around and I'm sneaking in as fast as I can.
Because you were famous.
But also because I was grown up to believe that it was embarrassing to ask for that kind of help and need that kind of help. And it took me years to get used to just feeling fine and confident about walking into the office. You know, it was just so forbidden. In the world that I grew up
I've
in.
I've never been a Springsteen fan.
Oh, my God. Me you? Either. No, but my boyfriend.
Everybody is.
I had this boyfriend, and he, like, loved him. But he was from New Jersey. But he loved him, and I couldn't stand it.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Come on.
He's exhausting. He really is. I went to one of his shows. It was one of the worst shows I've ever been to in my life. It was awful. It lasted for like 5 hours. He doesn't shut up. At least he had the E Street Band there with him, but they were pretty talented. Yeah, but man, his songs, I don't get into it.
And people that are fans are like hardcore fans. Love him.
I think you have to be from the Northeast, though, don't you?
A lot of people.
New Jersey, New York.
Yeah. A lot of people from the Northeast, because I went to school in New Hampshire, so all loved it. Like, every time he came on, Bruce!
Yeah.
Well, they're dumb.
They say he's worth $1.2 billion.
Is that biopic that's out with him? Is it doing anything? I mean, you've got that, I think it got released, what, a week ago or so?
I don't know.
His whole life story's now on film, but you're not hearing that much about it.
Well, they had him on Good Morning America the other day.
And he was?
Yeah.
So it must be out then. I haven't been keeping up with it. I'm just not a big fan.
Kim Kardashian reveals that the doctors found a brain aneurysm. But it's but it's just tiny. It's a little bitty one. It's a tiny little brain.
Really? Really? Tiny?
Yep. Mm-hmm. She discovered she suffered an aneurysm during a routine MRI and blamed the brain condition on stress from her chaos with Kanye West.
They always blame the husband, you know. That's the way it works, ladies.
Well, I guess the season premiere I think it's coming out tonight. And so you'll see it where she has a little brain aneurysm.
Well, I guess Kanye did help that, did he?
Well, that's what she said caused it.
But no. With his post he made yesterday.
Oh,
remember,
yeah.
Don't
yesterday.
We have that audio?
I don't know.
I think we do.
We do.
All right. Kanye went out and he was dissing her because of the way the kids are presenting themselves on TikTok.
Well, no. Here's what happened. North posted a picture and she looks rad, I guess is the only way to put it. She has fake tattoos all over her face, but they're just fake. And she's just dressing up, you know? But Kanye went ballistic over it.
Everybody, I just got off the phone with Kim. I told her to stop antagonizing me with this TikTok thing. I said it's never again. I am her father. I know y'all don't respect fathers and the idea of family, and media tries to promote something. I said I'm not allowing my daughter to be used by TikTok, to be used by Disney. I have a say-so. And then when people say, oh, they're going to use this for you in court, I didn't have a say-so on whether or not they went to Sierra Canyon. Most men do not. There's no such thing as 50-50 custody in society. It always leans towards the mom. And I'm happy that you guys got to see just a small piece of what I dealt with. You understand what I'm saying?
Look, when you've got a dad and a mom that are both content and publicity hoes, what do you expect from the kid?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, you both. Kanye, you're the biggest that there is out there when it comes to exploiting. And then you expect your children to be different and silent and in a room somewhere?
Well, not only that, they're fake tattoos and they're fake piercings.
And it's Halloween.
Yeah, it's like...
Let her dress up.
Whatever. All right, anyway, there you go. Tabloid trash.
BJ Jamie Morning Show. It's the...
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Thursday!
BJ and Jamie.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show, here on a Thursday. Maybe some showers this afternoon. 70 degrees for a high today. Happy Thursday, everybody. Man, we are busy for the next week. I think everybody is, though. I mean, a lot of parties.
So many parties this weekend.
Busy time of year, man, and it's only going to get busier. Check this out. First of all, we have the parade. Halloween on Broadway. Coming up on Saturday night, we'll be there with our float. And it's coming together, man. Coming together. I think. I haven't been down to look, but I'm assuming it's coming together. Yeah. Is it coming together, guys?
Yeah, sure is.
Slowly.
It's slow process.
All right, so we'll be there. Come hell or high water, we're going to be on Broadway.
Not sure. So our installation, if you will, our float installation, is flea market themed. Yeah.
Okay.
It's kind of got a... Flea market thing. Yeah, that's our.
Which means you get what you get.
It's just scraps, and we put it all together.
We're not in competition with anybody.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
We're not going for a trophy on this one.
No, not at all.
Just blowout.
Yeah. So
participation.
Yeah.
Participation. Exactly. And then next Wednesday, we're going to do one of those bag drops because we have more bags, and just in time for trick or treating, man, we've got your tote bag for you.
Oh, and that goes on the heels of then Bar Bingo, right?
Yeah. Bar Bingo next Wednesday night. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Busy. The Dallas and Winterland in December. All right. Busy. All right. We'll see you at these events.
I got to tell you guys something, if you don't mind, real quick. This is hilarious, and I know every parent can relate to this. You know when your kids come home and you don't know what the hell they're even talking about from school, stuff they've learned, and you feel like an idiot, right? I mean, you're just like, what? And you have to fake like you know what they're talking about because they're just out of your league, especially right now because all these kids know about AI and all this computer crap. We were all talking about this. Everybody's kids in my circle, all their kids know computer lingo that we have no clue about.
Right.
We don't even know how to use what they're talking about. We don't even know.
Like code talk, all that stuff.
All that stuff. And I mean, all the kids now know it. So I was writing down because my kid was seeing all this stuff last night. He was driving home from something he did in San Francisco. So I started just writing notes down. Here's what I've learned. Okay. You ready?
Yeah.
So those neural networks, the deep learning and I was vibe coding, but then, you know, you get some spaghetti code and then the workflow automation and the MCP, the model context protocol and the nomination of the N8N and then again the NLP and then the retrieval augmented generation and then something about Terra does flip-flops.
What?
It's teraflops. I don't know. I just remembered Tara does flip-flops.
So.
I have him on speaker.
What's he trying to get to?
He's telling me all about AI. We all need agents, AI agents.
We do?
Yeah, I guess this is what we all need. So AI agents, basically, like, they work for us. And they do all the tasks that we need them to do, these agents. And they're, I don't get it.
Well, you're confusing me now.
I don't get it.
I don't understand what you even mean. Why do we need an agent?
We need these AI.
I don't even use AI. I don't even have a need for it.
So I guess, like, let's say we're talking to our boss and we kind of zone out.
Yeah.
Our agent will take notes for us. And, like.
Where's he at, though? Where's the agent? Is he there with you?
No, he's like.
Is he in the cloud somewhere?
He's in the universe.
Yeah.
I don't even know where he is.
Where's my agent? Do I have to pay the agent?
And I go, what are you talking about? He's like, you guys need agents because it really helps. It sorts everything out for you. And then it'll go in. If there's anything, you know, people are talking about, it'll just organize it for you. I'm like. Son, I don't think I need an agent.
It's almost like Insta clip art, like clip arts. Like those the cliff notes that we used to use in high school and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
It's almost like that. Like you get it real time. Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't seen you do one Sora video, so I don't believe you know anything either.
No, I haven't even tried to mess with Sora at all.
So.
Yeah. Maybe you shouldn't.
Maybe not.
Just let it pass us by.
Because everybody's making those videos. Yeah.
You know, I agree that you get kind of perplexed by the conversation you're having with your son.
Oh, my God.
Hey, try to get perplexed and get confused with a 7-year-old.
Right?
When he comes home with something. Then you feel dumb.
No.
Now, with a college kid, I can see where he's way past me. But a 7-year-old, he should be knowing things that I don't know.
Oh, I agree. And it'll even get worse, BJ. When they're in second grade and you can't figure out their math, oh, my God, it's so embarrassing.
Yeah, when they look at you and say, no, Dad, you're doing it wrong.
Exactly.
But I got it right. But you're doing it wrong. You're doing it wrong, Dad. That's not how you do it. And then he'll erase everything, start over. God. This is how you do it, Dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, I don't even know this have you ever even heard of a teraflop?
No. I've heard of a belly flop. I've done that a few times. You know, water world, I've done that. But Tara, I don't know. I don't know Tara flop.
I don't know anything. And then he was telling me his one friend broke up with a girl because she wasn't based enough. What?
I've heard based many times.
I've never heard based enough.
Yeah.
She wasn't based enough. And I'm thinking
is that like grounded?
I'm like thinking rotisserie chicken, like she didn't get based, basted.
I see based a lot.
You do?
A lot.
Cooler than me.
I can't clearly, describe it for you, but I see it a lot with comments. Yeah, a lot of people use the word.
They do?
Yeah.
I have never seen it in my life.
You've never seen based?
Nope.
Yeah.
They're not based.
Yeah.
Oh, you're cool,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Well, like a 7-year-old. He's based.
So apparently.
You know what he says to me yesterday? I was telling him about it, the float. He's so excited about the parade, right? And he said something that you've said over the last couple of weeks, which I'm learning as we go, that he goes, Dad, you don't really need decorations for your float. Just put a big 6-7 up there.
See? I'm cool.
And
I'm cool.
Said,
I'm cool.
Hang on a second.
You're in the second grade. He must have heard it on the show because I said that somebody told
him. No, he said his friends use it.
Oh, no, but I said yesterday somebody said just to put 6-7 on the float.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. But what I'm saying is that I asked him because I thought the same thing you thought. I thought he heard that on the air. He has no idea what he's talking about. And I asked him, I said, what does that mean? He goes, well, that just kind of means blah, 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 blah. Now, I don't know if he had the right description or not, but. He knew about it because his kids or his friends use it at school.
What does that say?
It's basically means the opposite of cringe.
The opposite of cringe.
Yeah. What's cringe? Where's my AI assistant? Would I need him? Where the hell are you? BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
Alice 105.9. We are on the Odyssey app. The BJ and Jamie Morning Show is there live. And you can get the show after the show, which is a podcast. You can get that if you miss anything on the program. Have you been seeing that video pop up of the big heist over there with the Lavore?
Yeah, I sure have.
Those guys coming back down. Have you seen that video this morning?
I have not, no.
There's a video this morning that's been released, and I guess it's some cam from either across the street on the building or whatever, and it literally shows the guy with the construction vest on, and he's got the bag of jewels, and he's in the bucket sliding down. Sliding right back down the old ladder and back in, and knowing that what's in that bag is like, wow. What a
heist. And you would think with all, I think they use flock cameras there too, right? You would think with all the cameras out there, they're going to find them, right?
You would think so.
Because they know what kind of car they were driving, right?
No, they left in scooters.
Oh, they left in scooters.
They had scooters tucked away behind the building. And when they got down to the truck, now they could look obviously at renting that truck. I doubt somebody owned it. They probably rented it, but who knows what name it's in.
Right.
But they know they had scooters. Kind of like those bicycle thieves. Remember those guys that robbed Kim Kardashian?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they had these scooters tucked away behind the building. They got down to the truck, ran to the scooters, and zoom!
Maybe they rented them and we'll have their credit card information.
I don't know.
I'm kidding.
Now, the value of the jewels came out yesterday. $100 million.
Yeah, I was going to guess even more than that.
Yeah.
$100 million.
I would say that they don't even have a value. They're priceless.
One of a kind.
That's what they put out. You can't recreate them, you know?
I guess not. Man. But you can't now. They're gone.
Yeah.
They're gone. They'll never get these jewels. They might maybe in 20 years, somebody will stumble across these things, right?
I don't know.
That's wild.
That is crazy. Man.
Some story. All right. Speaking of money, have you heard of ghost tapping?
No.
Do you use the chip on your cards?
Yeah.
When you go pay?
I do.
Just doop, doop, doop. Well, I guess people are stealing that now. A lot of people, they say, walk off without the transaction being completed. That when you see approved, you think it's over and you walk off.
Right.
And there are people that come in behind you that know how to work it out so that they can still access and charge things to that number.
But usually there's a cashier right there.
Well, not in self-checkout.
Oh, gotcha.
Not always.
Gotcha.
Because I use it a lot. I've walked off a lot. When I see approved, I grab a crap and get the heck out of there, right?
Yeah.
Here's part of the story.
Many of us use that feature just to make it easier, right? Better Business Bureau says the tech is generally safe, but it can be exploited in crowded spaces or in distracted situations. The BBB says scammers can bump into you with a card reader or wireless payment system and secretly charge your tap-enabled card or mobile wallet. Or they can rush the tap process hoping you will just tap and go without checking the business name or transaction amount.
They're taking advantage of you maybe not paying attention to what you're tapping onto, or maybe what that final payment amount was, what the brand name is. When you tap, they're collecting that payment information, and then they're charging you something different than what you were expecting to pay.
Let them go. It's not Lavor, the museum over there in France. It's not Lavor. What is it? It's spelled Lavor. It's got an R. You got to use it, right?
Sorry, what he's talking about is everybody's texting BJ about the previous story.
Oh, jeez.
I can't believe they think you think it's Lavor.
That's great. I love you people. I swear I do.
Quick to jump all over you.
Oh, my God. Look, they think you're a
simpleton. Hey, you simpleton. It's not Lavor. It's not. Look, the joke's on you. Okay. I know.
Oh, my God.
Louvre. I refuse to say Louvre. It's got an R in it. I'm using it.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on this Thursday. As you know, the big story this morning is Denver's own Chauncey Billups has been arrested. The FBI did a sweep across the country and arrested several people, but Chauncey Billups is caught up in a gambling operation, I guess. That's what he's been accused of. And right now, they just had a press conference in New York. Cash Patel of the FBI kind of laid the deal out, because all we knew is what we saw early this morning.
Right. And so, I mean, this thing is insane. At first, I was thinking maybe that's why the 9 arrests yesterday. Remember those 9 arrests and all that stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but I guess I was reading about them. I guess that is a different crime ring about stolen vehicles and fake documents, because I was like, whoa. Yeah. because they arrested, you'll hear it in a minute, they arrested so many people. I was like, oh, that's my theory.
And when I first heard this story this morning, Chauncey Billups has been arrested. This Rozier guy who plays down in Miami, he's been arrested. I thought, uh-oh, they've been on FanDuel. They've been on DraftKings, one of those sites, and they've been betting on ball games. That's the first thing I thought, which I thought probably a slap on the wrist, a big fine. Might even, you know, lose your job with the NBA. Probably would. But, man, this goes deeper than that.
And just to bring you up to speed, in case you don't know, but Chauncey Billups is from Park Hill. He went to George Washington High School. He went to CU, and he played for the Nuggets as well. So he's like a big deal in Colorado.
This is Kash Patel, the leader of the FBI, doing a press conference just moments ago.
Good morning. Today we are here in New York to announce a historic arrest across a wide-sweeping criminal enterprise that envelops both the NBA and La Casa Nostra. The men and women up here standing with me represent a small portion of the leadership team that brought profound justice in an era that needed it more than any. I'll just highlight some of the details in the case and the FBI work, and then you'll hear from the others. But as you now know, individuals such as Chauncey Billups, Damon Jones, and Terry Rozier were taken into custody today, former, current NBA players and coaches. What you don't know is that this is an illegal gambling operation and sports rigging operation that spanned the course of years. The FBI led a coordinated takedown across 11 states to arrest over 30 individuals today responsible for this case, which is very much ongoing. Not only did we crack into the fraud that these perpetrators committed on the grand stage of the NBA, but we also entered and executed a system of justice against La Casa Nostra to include the Bonanno, Gambino, Genovese, and Lucchesi crime families. And you'll hear more about those details today. The charges and the arrests that were taken down across this country range from wire fraud, money laundering, extortion, robbery, illegal gambling. Whoa. This FBI will leave no room for any perpetrator of crime across this country. You hear a lot about our work of defending the homeland and crushing violent crime.
There you go. Well, that's just laying it out right
Holy
there.
Holy crap!
It appears from what he's saying is they're part of an organized crime, which is several crime families out there, that the NBA has been rigged for years.
Oh, no.
This is wild.
This is wild, isn't it? 30 people were arrested.
Yeah.
That the NBA is rigged and has been for years is what he's saying.
Well, I mean,
and Chauncey's in on it.
You know, we saw, I at least.
Allegedly.
that will fix it.
There you go.
I saw, you know, that referee documentary. I don't know if you did.
Yeah, it was fascinating.
Right, because that was part of the mob, too. It was a whole mob thing where they fixed it and the referees were throwing the game. But this is like insanity.
On the referee thing, and it's about these guys that were reffing games and they somehow were fixing games, calling fouls when they shouldn't. And it seemed a very minor, not, I mean, serious, but minor, because you only had a handful of people involved, okay? Maybe three or four here and there, you know, whatever. And maybe they could control one game, but not the entire NBA. Well, what they're accusing now with this Kash Patel announcement this morning and these arrests, that it's far bigger than that. That it's been going on for years, and these games, the majority are rigged, and people are in on it. The mafia, everybody's in on it.
And the thing is that Chauncey is in Portland, right? He's the head coach there. That Damon guy, I guess he played for like Cleveland for a while. And then the other guy plays for
Miami. Yeah.
So we got them all over.
He says in this report they were arrested 30 people.
Yeah.
30. There are names that are going to be familiar that they haven't even named yet. They've got 30 people involved in this. That's a ton of people. And then I'm sure there's even more to come.
Yeah,
because they're going to roll over on each other, right?
It's just going to unravel.
Oh, yeah, they tell on each other. They
Jamie,
snitch.
You know I watch a lot of crime
shows. I
know
you do. What are we looking at here, Beach?
Let me do the math.
Okay.
Let me cipher just a bit here.
Because yesterday you told us it was 3 to 5 for some girl that ran off from an accident.
Hit and run.
They were looking for her.
Completely wrong.
3 to 5.
But go ahead.
You don't know until she's sentenced.
Well, I know, but
nobody knows the outcome. That's what's making these forecasts. You forget all about it by the time the trial happens.
But it says it's like usually like 10 to 20.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. 3 to 5. Trust me on this.
Our AI agent said it was 10 to 20.
She'll get a break. Chauncey Billups, multimillionaire, mafia involved. Boom, 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 boom. You're looking at 20 to 25 in the big house.
Okay. All right. 20 to 25 years
gotcha. Up the creek, man.
Isn't that crazy?
He's done.
He is done.
That's terrible.
Or as my cool friends say, he's cooked.
He is cooked. Chauncey's cooked. Wow. Like, that is terrible.
Yeah.
Man, and he comes across as just a great guy, you know?
Yeah, I thought everybody loved him.
Everyone raved about him.
Jamie,
yeah.
Beloved. Have you ever been beloved?
I've been beloved.
By your hometown? Has your hometown ever beloved you?
My hometown has beloved me.
Mine never has. Never has.
No?
Nope. Putnam County, man. They've never said a word.
Well, that's because they know you're like a shady gambler.
Yeah.
So you're part of this.
They don't want to give me props, huh? No, I've never been beloved in my hometown.
Have you gambled on basketball before?
Oh, yeah, last night.
Oh, no.
Yeah, last night. I won.
Wow. You can...
But I'm not a part of this organization here. I wish I were. I'd make some more money.
You don't know.
I'm just saying. Yeah, Chauncey's looking at 20 to 25
up the
river.
You don't know that.
Yes, he is.
You don't know that.
He could go away for that long.
He has no idea at all.
All right. If you're a lawyer out there.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Let's take what we know so far.
Every time.
This is a crime ring. Gambino family. You got all the big chips here. All right.
Yep.
20 to 25, I say.
Here's the thing.
This is not a 3 to 5, folks. This is bigger. Bigger.
But what you usually do is you say it like you actually know.
I know. 20 to 25, I'll say it like that. BJ Jamie Morning Show.
Okay.
This is just a horrible story today.
Yeah, that's crazy.
A lot of people like this guy. Chauncey Billups. Arrested.
And now, Jamie talks about everything. Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
It's weird what you get fixated on.
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
Look, I'm excited for this person. Some hag up in Brighton has just won a new home. I'm excited for them.
Her name is D Hag.
I was like, did you her call
name,
her a hag?
No, her name
that's her name, Carson. I didn't call any. No, I wouldn't do that.
You said some hag.
Some
you
hag. Did. Yeah, well, somebody named Hag. Just one.
She just won a house. We were watching on Fox 31. And
they had the drawing this morning. I think it was St. Jude's, is it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then they pulled out the name and they said, hey. A hag has just won.
And BJ won't let it go. And I've been sitting here listening to it for, I don't know, 15 minutes.
The hag. Not the hag, but the hag.
Yeah, from Brighton. Congratulations
to
her.
Way to go, hag. You nailed it. All it took was one ticket, and you win a house.
You know what? She's not even mad right now because she won a house. She's not even mad at you.
I'm going to find out where this place is so I can drive by and say, hey, that's where the hag lives.
Oh, my God. Hey, you know how I was telling you that my kid was telling me that we need an AI agent and all that stuff?
Yeah.
And all this stuff, I don't even know what he's talking about. Well, anyway, now guess what I'm getting? I'm getting ads for AI instruction.
No kidding.
Yeah, Tony Robbins, he's going to make a bank. Tony Robbins is doing a whole entire weekend of AI coaching. He said we're all going to get left behind.
Oh, no.
I know.
I've been left behind before.
I
was in the fourth grade, I got left behind.
Were you held back?
Well, I was held back, but then they released
me. You were held back.
No. I worked it out with
you
summer school.
You flunked school.
No, I worked it out. They held me back when school was out.
I felt always
so I got
bad
held
for
back.
Those kids.
But they said if I went to summer school, they would relook at my situation again.
Gotcha.
And then I aced summer school.
You know, I always felt bad for those kids.
Yeah.
Because nobody ever really spoke of it, but they just weren't in your class anymore, and they were back at the other class.
Yeah.
You're like, oh.
That was me.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah, so Tony Robbins said we're all going to get left behind, so we have to go to his camp. It's a whole weekend of AI crap. I'm like, oh,
yeah.
Man. Anyway, so I might go.
I'll bet you he charges like $50,000.
It's probably really expensive, right?
You know, it's got to be. I mean, it's him, first of all. And then second, it's so high-end tech-wise that, it's probably $30,000 to $40,000.
It is impressive that he knows AI. I'm going to give it to him, right? Because he's like, I don't know, 70. right?
Well, unless he just kind of does the talking and he's got other people there to actually do it.
Oh, maybe so. Maybe that's happening. All right. We learned tonight, I guess what we learned tonight, that Kim Kardashian has an aneurysm. I know, right? A brain aneurysm. So here it is, number 7.
There's like a little aneurysm. Whoa. They're like just stress. And I'm like, people think that I have the luxury of walking away.
This week has been the hardest week of my life.
I'm happy it's over. My ex will be in my life no matter what. We have 4 kids together.
Last night, I was like, why the f*** is this happening?
You're not allowed to tell anyone.
Okay.
I'm serious.
Okay.
Dear Heavenly Father, give me the patience.
It's not that big of a deal.
I'm skeptical. I'm sorry. But isn't having a little aneurysm like being a little pregnant?
Well, I mean, I guess you could have a little bulge probably.
A bleed is a bleed.
Well, no, I mean, I guess an aneurysm means a bulge, right? I don't know.
It's a bleeding on the brain, isn't it?
I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. It's something, blood vessels or something in your brain bursts.
I think that's when it pops. That's called like something else.
No, it's an aneurysm. Okay. Aneurysms will kill you. Because they pop.
All right.
Am I right? Carson's looking.
So it's a bulge or a dilation in the wall of the blood vessel.
And it doesn't, it's not bleeding in there?
I mean, it can burst, yeah.
Are you okay? Let me go back. Do you know a hag in Brighton?
Oh, my God. Oh, boy. Anyway, so I guess they're probably going to monitor it. Right?
I don't know.
They keep an eye on it.
I don't know. I'm skeptical.
I know you're skeptical.
Well, I mean, it's just the timing. An aneurysm on the first show. Back. And you need something to promote that show. Yeah. I mean, does it not sound a little fishy?
Okay, you're right.
And it's a Kardashian.
That is, yeah.
Right?
You're right.
I mean, you're coming back. You've been on a hiatus. And now you want to really promote this thing. And you got an aneurysm. Hello.
That is perfect timing.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah, catch an episode of the BJ's this morning. Or, you know, a brand new episode. BJ has hemorrhoids. Check that out. You got to come up with something, right?
Yeah, I guess. Yep. All right. Anyway, if you haven't heard by now, I'm sure you have. Chauncey Phillips, not Phillips. See, I wasn't lying. I thought it's. I know, but I'm telling you, I've thought it's Phillips my whole life. Look what I just did. I even said it again. Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. So Chauncey Phillips. My God, Jamie. Anyway, so he is from Park Hill. He went to George Washington High School. He was a star at CU. All the things, played for the Nuggets. Well, he is the head coach for the Portland Trail Blazers, and he has been arrested.
This is bad.
It is bad.
This
very
is bad.
Bad
for him.
Very bad.
Yeah.
Although I will tell you, I've heard stories, like all kinds of stories, when I lived in Los Angeles, and I've seen it myself. So there was a place called the Grand Havana Room, and it was upstairs, and it was in Beverly Hills, I think like on Cannon or whatever, and you had to be invited to go upstairs. And when I would go with Heidi Mark, because she was married to Vince. And so I'd go up there, and if you go in the back to the bathroom, sometimes the door would open because some of the people back there would have to go to the bathroom, and they were gambling and playing cards back there. And it was like Sylvester Stallone. It was what's that guy that's scary from Jurassic Park? He looks all creepy. He was always back there. Vince obviously was playing, and it would be all these different people, and there'd be just money piled in the middle.
Yeah.
So I think it happens a lot.
It happens all over the country.
Right.
Even in small towns.
The back rooms.
Yeah,
right?
It happens everywhere. This one is a little bit different, I think, in that you've got all the mafia people involved here. Not to say they couldn't be in that one, too. But I don't know. This one seems to have been going on for quite a while.
Yeah. So, and he mentioned the NBA, like, that we need to keep our entertainment safe, and it's been compromised. So I don't know what it's all about.
I don't either. But I know he's in a world of trouble.
But I know it went on for like an hour, and I kind of tuned out to it.
Yeah, they're still talking.
The press conference is still going on?
Still going on.
Oh, my God. Wow. All right. Anyway, let's see here. What else did I want to tell you? Hold on. Let me look. Oh, Jelly Roll. Man, this is sad. Jelly Roll, he talks about how he cheated on Bunny. Number one.
I don't talk about this publicly at all, but one of the worst moments of my adulthood was when I had an affair on my wife. because it was the first time that I was like, I really can't get this right at all. Like, I know I'm in love with this woman. Like, it just really, really blew me back. And I did a lot of work to repair that relationship. We're stronger than we could have ever been. I wish our story would have went in the way that it never had an affair, but, and I'm in no way glad it happened, but man, I'm proud of who we are today. I truly am.
I love Jelly Roll and Bunny together. I think they're adorable.
They are like the perfect couple for each other. I can't imagine them being separate with anyone else.
Do you remember seeing him the first time on the Grammys and they zoomed in on her and you're like, who's that whore?
Yeah.
But now we love her. But we were like, okay, why are you with this guy? You
I know, mean, like, seeing her walk around, she does have an aggressive look.
Yeah. And so we're like, okay, it's about the money. But now you like see that they're real. We think they're real. And they just seem to adore each other. They're pretty funny together. All right. Let's see here. What else was I going to tell you? Hold on. There was going to be some. Oh, yeah, yeah. Kevin Federline. Kevin Federline is doing spoken word. And here it is, number two.
Every time Preston had to go to his mom's, they had to pry him off my neck. He'd cry, scream, and hold on with everything he had. At night, he was the same. Jaden could sleep fine, but Preston wouldn't rest unless I was right there. Even the slightest movement would wake him in a panic. I'd sit beside his bed, my fingers resting on his arm, and the second I moved, he jolted awake, crying for me. This wasn't a phase. It was fear. For nearly 2 years, the cycle repeated. Preston was showing signs of early trauma, even as a toddler. He couldn't explain it, but his actions spoke for him. He didn't feel safe at
his
mom's.
I wonder if the audio version of this book is what that is.
Yeah.
Does he narrate the book himself?
Yeah.
The whole thing?
Yeah.
Man, that would get old. Listening to that, can you imagine?
I know, I'd put you to sleep.
Oh, yeah. I can't comprehend what he's saying because of the way he's saying it.
Yeah.
He loses me, you know?
Yeah, because it should have been like, he pried his hands off. I couldn't pry his hands off of me. It was just so sad.
There's no emotion. No. It's just...
He just pried his hands off of me.
While my hand rested against his back. And the temperature in the room was 73 degrees. It's just weird.
It's very odd. You guys, I've been reading the actual Charlie Sheen book, and it is fantastic. I highly recommend it. I know the Netflix series was on. I saw that. But the book just puts it to shame. He writes so funny. It's just brilliant. One of the things, though, that they were talking about, he talked about on a podcast the other day. By the way, I looked him up. He only has $3 million left.
That's it?
That's it.
He was doing, what, $1 million an episode or something like that?
Yeah, they say he only has $3 million left. I guess he sold his rights to Two and a Half Men to stop a foreclosure of his house.
Really?
That's awful because it's on every night.
Wow.
Seriously, all the time.
Right?
It's like ridiculousness on MTV. It's just always
on. All the time. And I don't know if that's true or not, but it was one article I read. I'll get into the book and find out if that's true. But can you imagine you see that every night and you know you're losing like $20,000 every night? Oh, my God. Anyway, he said one time as a joke, he wrote his ex-wife, Denise Richards, a check for $1 million as a joke. Ha-ha. Very funny, you know? And he put it in a thing saying, ha-ha-ha, but she cashed it.
She did?
She did.
I would.
Yeah,
good
I would
for
too.
Her.
Wouldn't you?
I
would
too.
My wife would in a heartbeat.
I mean, mine would bounce, but.
Yeah, mine too.
Yeah.
Mine would bounce, but she'd try.
Right?
I'd try. I would too.
Anyway, there we go. Tabloid trash.
All right, BJ, Jamie, morning show. Here on this Thursday morning, got rain in the forecast, maybe a shower here, there. 70 degrees for a high today.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
Sucker. Oh, by the way. BJ and Jimmy Bar Bingo. Next week, when we do Bar Bingo, a flyaway to see those dudes right there.
That is true. I forgot about that. That's the grand prize.
Jonas Brothers in Vegas, right?
Yep.
Oh, speaking of which, trick-or-treat bags, tote bag drop. You guys, you voted at this time yesterday, and we're doing it next Wednesday. Wednesday. We'll do it at a King Supers in a parking lot. Can't say where yet. Close to Centennial. But you got to be ready for it on Wednesday. Trick-or-treat bags. Jamie, you're a genius.
I am a genius, yeah.
You came up with the trick-or-treat thing.
Made a trick or
I don't know. Just great timing on your part.
I'm sorry. I'm busy over here. I'm trying to figure out how to decorate my alpaca. There's an alpaca decorating contest, and I'm trying to figure out, like, what do you put on an alpaca for Halloween?
I don't know.
Yeah.
What do you mean? It's a decorating contest.
It's for Halloween.
You not dress physically, but you're doing it on
paper. No, I have an alpaca. I forgot to tell you. It's Al.
At your house?
Al the alpaca. Yeah. Yeah.
You have an alpaca at your house.
I'm a cabin.
And you're trying to dress it up for Halloween.
It's a costume contest.
No kidding.
Yeah. Yeah.
When'd you get this?
Oh, the other day. His name's Al.
Are you okay?
No, I was reading this. So I follow My Mountain Town or whatever.
So there is one?
There is one. They have an alpaca. Yeah. Dress them up.
See them. They're like everywhere here, right?
Yeah, everywhere.
A lot of people have them.
They do.
I think that's what these are. What are they confused with? I keep
Llamas.
Llamas. Yeah. Llamas. That's right. I see there's like four or five in a little fenced area on my way home every day.
I always wonder what people do with them. I mean,
I don't know.
It's the fur, right? Like you shave them and you make an
like
alpaca.
Sheep, you mean?
Yeah, maybe.
I guess. I don't know.
I mean, I don't know why people, to be honest, I don't know why people keep them. I mean, they're adorable.
I don't know. I don't know any alpaca farmers, so I don't know what the purpose is.
One time I took a hike with them.
Yeah.
With alpacas. Yeah, they load them up with all this gear. And
like
then,
donkeys, right?
Yeah, and we walked up with them.
But primarily, people have them for their fleece.
Okay.
Fleece.
Yeah.
Alpaca.
Mm-hmm. Got a fleece? A fleece?
Yeah, fleece.
Off the alpaca.
A coat.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyway.
All right.
Sorry.
Well, happy contest. Hope you win.
Thank you.
Hope you win. Speaking of winning.
Yes.
Mega Millions.
How much is it now?
680.
Wow.
80 million.
Nice.
Man.
$680 million.
You know, if I won that on Friday night, okay, every kid that came to my house for trick-or-treating, I'd drop a hundo in their bucket.
I know, right?
That would be so cool.
Now I'd have to be a single winner. I don't want to share it with anybody. I'd have to be a jackpot winner. But if I won this, I swear, I would drop either like a little gold nugget maybe into their basket or whatever. To the butt. I would put money, cash into these buckets. I won't win, so don't expect money.
Oh my gosh. Okay, first of all, the drawing's what, tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night.
Yeah, tomorrow night. You're not going to be anywhere near your house next Friday if you win. Nope.
Correct. Let's take a break. Get your tickets. Mega Millions. $680 million.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app, the free app that you can get us live, and you will get the podcast after 10 o'clock this morning. Big story this morning is Chauncey Billups, a hometown boy that is beloved here in town, has been arrested. He's part of accused of being part of a gambling ring out there. And
it's so bizarre, isn't it? He's the head coach of the Portland Trailblazers.
I know, Jamie. and he went to school right over there.
Yeah.
Oh.
And they say he's worth $46 million. I'm like, why would you take that risk?
I don't know.
That is money, greed.
And I'm sure more details will come out as the day goes. That's all we know right now. He has been arrested. I think he's still detained as we speak. We'll see what develops here. They're saying he's in with the mafia.
Yeah, five different kinds of mafias.
Heavy duty stuff here, right?
I didn't even know there were five different gangs.
Yeah, there's a lot of families out there.
Yeah.
I don't know how many there are. But
I don't know.
I know Bambino. The Gambinos.
Oh, I thought it was Bambino.
No, Bambino was a baseball player, wasn't he?
Oh, Gambino?
Yeah, the Gambino, Gambinos. Like gambling.
All right.
Gambinos.
Yeah. Who was the most famous one, remember? He became famous. Everybody loved him.
Don? Wasn't he like Dapper Don or something like that he was called?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Dapper?
Yeah. Everybody like loved him.
Yeah.
I forgot his name. Anyway.
That's a sad story.
John Gotti. That's it. John Gotti.
John Gotti.
He like became like, I watched a documentary about him.
Yeah.
He became like, Dapper Don was his name. Dapper John. And so they loved him. Like he became a superstar.
Yeah.
And he dressed to kill. Like he was like, and then he bought out like the whole block. He had huge block parties and would bring like all this food in and stuff and everybody's celebrating him.
His kid was in the news just a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
He got in trouble. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, old Junior.
What did Junior do?
Old Junior. Racketeering, all that good stuff, you know.
All right, runs in the family.
The stuff that really gets you noticed.
Yeah.
Racketeering.
Anyway.
I just like that word. All right, quickly here. I got another story here.
Okay.
This is really good news. This is not like the Chauncey Billups thing. This is actually good news. You know how people count their steps, you know, just to be healthy, and they say that 10,000 steps is the goal every day?
Yeah, your watch counts it.
Yeah, you're all counted up. Well, there's a new study out this morning.
Okay.
This is great news. It's not 10,000 anymore. They're saying that you can lower your risk of death by 40% with only 4,000 steps.
Well, looky there.
I'm looking at my watch right now.
Yeah.
I'm at 2,000
oh,
steps.
Oh, my gosh.
Nice. I'm halfway there today.
Yeah.
Is that huge?
That is huge.
You don't need 10,000.
Who said that?
Stop pressing it.
Yeah. All right. Well, good. You can maybe make that goal.
I'm just saying that's good news for everybody because there is a lot of pressure for people that watch their steps.
Yeah.
You got to hit the goal every single day.
You know what you can do today?
You can.
I have a huge tub with a bunch of stuff for the stupid float. Why don't you go out there and unload it and bring it to the 10th floor? Get some steps in.
And take the stairs.
I've done the math on that. And that would put me over. They say in the study, don't go over.
You don't want to go above and beyond.
4,000 and go to bed. don't
go over.
No 4,001 or okay, two. Right. And so I don't want to push it, folks.
Gotcha.
Okay. Yeah. All righty. BJ Jamie Morning Show. Hey, what do you think? You think we're going to get snow by Monday?
Nope.
Okay. I thought I'd ask.
I just don't see it happening. I don't know why.
We're saying fitty. And it's not, anything sticking on the roads or anything like that. It's just, will we see some flakes?
I mean, maybe in the foothills, right?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
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 In the mountains.
Yeah, I'm talking about right here. Though.
Only because I'm going to tell you why I'm saying no. Why? Because I saw somebody did a forecast or whatever, and it said Denver, zero.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
So you saw that?
Yeah, that's what it was.
Zero?
Zero. The prediction
was not even a chance?
It said zero.
Even the news stations yesterday, I saw them just gradually backing it off.
Yeah. So something's happened. Something's happened.
Oh, well.
Oh, well.
Have a great day.
What was that?
Enjoy your Thursday.
Thank God.
Sorry to leave you on a sad note
this. It's a little Friday. It's a great day.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
We got a big weekend coming up, man. I'm excited for it. Be back here tomorrow, and we'll give you more details on all that stuff, right? Have a great day. Enjoy. Be safe. Bye-bye.
Love you, people. Mwah.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.